I wish you all a happy St. Andrew's Day. Today is a very big and important feast in Scotland, and for not just the 2 million or so people who live in Scotland, but upwards of maybe 40 million or so people around the world who claim some kind of Scottish descent. But we also celebrate a great day for the whole church today on this feast of St. Andrew. Today we honor St. Andrew as the apostle whom Jesus first called. He is known in Greek as the Protokletos, which means first called, because in John's account of the gospel, it is Jesus who first finds Andrew as a disciple of John the Baptist and calls him, and then Andrew, finding the Messiah, goes to his brother Simon and says, "We have found the Messiah." It's for this reason that in our vocation work in the Archdiocese, we often conduct Project Andrew evenings where the Archbishop will gather and we priests called by Jesus will go out and try to call other men to be priests. We call these Project Andrew after the great patronage of our Apostle Andrew today, who went and called his brother. And we see in our gospel today that it's not just Andrew who calls his brother, but Jesus also calls another pair of brothers, James and John. And we see how in Jesus' plan for the spread of the gospel, he works through brothers and through families, and the gospel is handed on through our families. But ultimately, he calls each of these apostles to leave their families, to leave their homelands, and go preach the gospel even to the ends of the earth. We don't know exactly where St. Andrew preached the gospel, but we know that he was martyred in Greece, in Patras, where his remains, his relics, are today. Many of them, anyway. And tradition has that when it came time for St. Andrew to be martyred, that, like St. Peter, he too felt unworthy to be crucified in a manner after Jesus, but he was crucified in St. Peter, of course, we know famously, was crucified upside down. St. Andrew, rather than being crucified on a cross in the form of a T, as we have in our church here, as Jesus was crucified, St. Andrew, feeling unworthy to be crucified after the manner of Jesus, was crucified on a cross in the shape of what would look like an X. So even the manner of my vestment today with kind of this banding is known as a St. Andrew's cross in the shape of an X. If you look at the flag of the nation of Scotland today, you will find a large white X on a field of blue. This is the St. Andrew's cross. And in the history of Scotland, that white X on the field of blue, that St. Andrew's cross, is reminiscent of many of the legends of St. Andrew in Scotland. You might wonder, how did St. Andrew become the patron of Scotland? It seems so far removed from the Holy Land, and indeed that is part of the story. For in the beginning, the relics of St. Andrew, who died on this day in 60 AD, were later taken by the Emperor Constantine and put in his church in Constantinople. But later, when that city came into danger, the relics of St. Andrew, it was appeared in a vision to St. Regulus that the relics of St. Andrew should be taken to the ends of the earth, as far away from the danger as possible, for safekeeping. And he took the relics and sailed as far away as he could and ended up being shipwrecked on the coast of Scotland in what is today St. Andrew's, Scotland. There the relics stayed up until the time when, again, the city was in danger, and the whole town in Scotland prayed to St. Andrew, their patron, and they received in that night a vision that a great white cross appeared in the sky, and they recognized it as the St. Andrew's cross, and this was betokening a victory, that they would be safe in the next day of battle under the patronage of St. Andrew. So they kept vigil that night at the relics of St. Andrew, and indeed, against all odds, they were victorious the next day, and ever since, the nation of Scotland has been under the patronage of St. Andrew. Today, we recognize that just as the relics of St. Andrew were taken to, at that time, the ends of the world, the ends of the known world anyway, that the call to bring the gospel to the end of the world continues to go forth. We too, like St. Andrew, are called to bring many other people to Jesus, just as he brought Peter. That means within our own families. We all know people in our families that are Catholic and have perhaps fallen away. Who will bring them back to the practice of the faith? We have members of our family who don't know the great joy of being Catholic, or perhaps don't even know Jesus or God. Who will bring the faith to them? And of course, we see in our secular society today the countless multitudes who either do not know Jesus and his church, or are confused and don't have anyone to preach the gospel. As St. Paul reminds us today, how will they come to know the gospel unless it is preached? They have to hear it. And that is our call today. We pray that under the protection and patronage of St. Andrew, we may continue to send forth the call to preach the gospel even to the ends of the earth, that we might see a great revival of our Christian faith, just as it flourished in Scotland and around the world through the preaching of the apostles. We pray that the great St. Andrew today will be our special patron as we seek to bring about the new evangelization.